USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The first lawsuit has been filed against President Trump's national emergency declaration. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio tells ABC's This Week that GOP lawmakers need to support the president.
Republicans who are criticizing the president for wanting to do this executive order, the same kind of Republicans who just a year ago didn't want us to debate and push for the wall funding when we had the majority in both the House and the Senate. Back after Chuck Schumer had shut down the government because he said amnesty was more important than funding the government and we had the big omnibus spending bill. That's when we should have done this.
State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert is no longer in the running for UN ambassador. Some reports say she employed an illegal immigrant as a nanny about 10 years ago. Also, some senators were not supportive of her possible nomination because of her lack of foreign policy experience. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
There was a vigil in Aurora, Illinois, at the warehouse where a gunman on Friday killed 5 and injured 6 other people. Police shot and killed the shooter, 45-year-old Gary Martin, who was being fired from his job at the warehouse. An initial background check failed to detect Martin's felony conviction that would have barred him from buying the gun that he used in the shooting. Former Vice President Joe Biden is being quizzed on his political future. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Former Vice President Joe Biden at the Transatlantic Commission on Election Integrity in Munich to talk about how legitimacy is undermined by malicious actors. Biden was asked about whether or not he'll be running in 2020 for president.
I haven't reached a decision. I'm in the process of doing that, and I will, in the near term, let everyone know what that decision is. I think there is sufficient amount of time to do that, and I think that we have a tendency, particularly in the states, to start the whole election process much too early.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At least one 2020 presidential hopeful is hitting the campaign trail this weekend. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
Democratic presidential hopeful and California Senator Kamala Harris was holding a town hall in South Carolina when she was asked about the debt continuing to rise and Medicare for all.
I believe you said you support Medicare for all and the Green New Deal. Simultaneously, we have a $22 trillion national debt and a $1.2 trillion deficit. How do you square that circle?
We have a tax bill that got passed that gave $1 trillion to the top 1% and the biggest corporations of America. And they need to give that money back.
The Pope is again addressing the abuse of children by clergy members. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Calling child sex abuse in the Catholic Church an urgent challenge, Pope Francis spoke at St. Peter's Square on Sunday morning, telling Catholics to pray for the upcoming child sex summit at the Vatican. Bishops from around the world will gather at the summit Thursday through Sunday to discuss the protection of minors in the Church. The Pope calling the summit an act of pastoral responsibility in the face of an urgent challenge of our time. The summit comes after Francis defrocked former Cardinal American Theodore McCarrick over sex abuse allegations. The 88-year-old McCarrick, the first cardinal ever to be defrocked for sex abuse. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.